DOJ admits only 692 ghost gun-related homicide cases in last 6 years. By A.W.R. Hawkins on September 6, 2022. Buried in President Biden's Department of Justice's DOJ, explanation of the new ghost gun rule is an admission that only 692 ghost guns were involved in homicide cases during the past 6 years. The DOJ noted. As the final rule explains, from January 2016 to December 2021, ATF received approximately 45,240 reports of suspected privately made firearms recovered by law enforcement, including in 692 homicide or attempted homicide investigations. The chart below demonstrates the total annual numbers of suspected PMFs recovered by law enforcement over the past 6 years. When one considers that there are on average 12,000 to 14,000 homicides in the United States annually, sometimes a little higher, sometimes a little lower, 692 ghost gun-related homicide cases are a mere fraction of all firearm-related homicides. Take, for instance, the higher number, 14,000 firearm homicides annually for 6 years. That is 84,000 firearm-related homicides during that time frame. While during that same time frame there were fewer than 700 ghost gun-related homicide cases. Breitbart News pointed out that the DOJ's ghost gun rule change was announced August 24, 2022. The rule classifies parts in a gun parts kit as firearms that require a background check to purchase, like the one required for traditional firearms. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. Reach him at herhawkins@breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at breitbart.com/downrange.